I don't have $1 million yet. I'm heading there, but I already have $1 million brain. And so I want you to do the same. I want you to embody the fact that you will have $1 million. And I want you to start acting as if you already had that from a place of, I need to use my money to buy income generating assets. You are listening to the Say Hola Well podcast, a show dedicated to destigmatize the idea of wanting more money. More money, more options for you, your family, and our community to become financially free. I am your host, Lucy King. I am on a mission to help decolonize wealth for Latinas, and here is how I do it. I talk about building generational wealth through a holistic lens. I give you the strategies, the mindset, and the ideas to create generational wealth and also break away from a culture of silence. Ya sabes, the belief that in our cultura, no se habla de dinero. We don't talk about money. I am a first-gen investor who went from believing I had to work mentally and physically hard for money to now having multiple investment accounts and run a business that I love. I am a mom, a wife, speaker, and author, ready to help you create wealth beyond your ancestors' wildest dreams. Welcome to the Say Hola Well podcast. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to follow us on social if you are loving the podcast, want to build community, and you want to learn creative ways to increase your income. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and of course on our website at www.sayholawell.com. If you feel inspired by any of the episodes, it will mean the world to me if you can leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts. This is how other mujeres find us. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, I want to make the time to answer a couple of questions that came after I presented to a non-for-profit that is on a mission to help more Latinas run for candidacy. And after the workshop, I invited so many of you to please submit questions that you had, and several of you did, which I'm so grateful that you are embodying your desire to break generational cycles and also your desire to understand that financial literacy is one of the things that is going to help you build generational wealth. But before I get started with the show, I do want to remind you that I have created a new weekly newsletter series called Cash Libre. When you join Cash Libre, you are going to have access to a step-by-step things that you can start implementing today at home. So you don't have to necessarily come and work for me right away if you're not quite ready. There is an invitation to join me if you're ready, but if you're not ready, keep reading the weekly newsletter series because you're going to find so much value in terms of money mindset, debt management, investing, and of course, elevating your income because I don't believe in cutting expenses. Now, let me go ahead and grab this question that came. And so it's actually a two-part question, okay? So the first question is, what are some key financial habits or practices you recommend my 18-year-old sister to start developing? And this comes from the bigger sister who is 25 years old. So let me start there. One of the habits that you want to implement, not only as an 18-year-old, but as someone who starts earning income, is use the practice of always paying yourself first. In our community, we have been taught that se le paga todo el mundo, right? We pay everybody else. We pay the mortgage, we pay el vecino, we pay the cell phone, we make all of these payments, and then savings comes last, or investing. In our community, we're still trying to debunk the ideology of investing is too risky, right? And so the best practice that you can do for yourself now and also for your future self is paying yourself first. Leftover money is not going to help you build generational wealth. So make that investing and savings a priority. Even if you start with a small amount, let's say that you start with $50, $100, that is okay, because you need to allow to have the evidence that your money can work for you, okay? The next question is, what mindset or attitude shifts do you believe are most beneficial for long-term financial well-being? I love this question and thank you so much for asking. One of the mindset shifts is that generational wealth building is for you. You have to step into your $1 million identity even before you have $1 million. I don't have $1 million yet, I'm heading there, but I already have $1 million brain. And so I want you to do the same. I want you to embody the fact that you will have $1 million. And I want you to start acting as if you already had that from a place of, I need to use my money to buy income generating assets. Okay, so what does it mean? That means that you need to buy investments. Maybe that means that you need to start investing in yourself if you've never done it. That is going to create generational change. But in order for you to have long-term financial success, you also need to understand that the longest relationship you are going to have in this lifetime is with money. So embodying that it's okay for you to look at your money every day, that it's okay for you to have money conversations every day, for you to want more money every day, for you to grow your capacity to reclaim the fact that you want more money. So those are like one of the mindset shifts or attitudes that I will say will benefit you. And also when it comes to investing is long-term. So there are some accounts that are available for you for maybe 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. But the goal, especially if you are the first one who is building generational wealth, the wealth for you is to invest long-term. I have been investing in the stock market outside of my 9-to-5 for 5 years. And I understand that I need to be part of the market for a longer period of time. So I definitely recommend that you look at investing, not as something as quick money, but rather good money. And I believe I have a podcast on the difference between these two. But essentially, you want your money to have this long-term success where it just gives you more and more. Now, the person that asked these questions, she's 28, excuse me, I'm reading the email now. She's 28, her sister is 18, or vice versa, hold on. The sister is 18 and she's 25. So it's very likely that you are the first one in your family to also have a corporate career or an executive career. So also enjoy life. You're young, and although I do want you to invest and I do want you to do all of this generational wealth, make sure that you are not forgetting to pay yourself first. What does that mean for you? Make sure that you every so often allow yourself to go on a vacation. That every so often you're like, you know what? I do want to spend a little bit more on this item because I work hard for it and I think that's okay as well. So the other thing that I will recommend is for my 25-year-old, I would love for you to make it a goal to job hop your way to 6 figures. Let me say that again. I would love for you to set up the goal of job hopping to 6 figures like tomorrow. Why would you want to do that? One, because you want to make sure that you are getting compensated correctly for the job that you are performing. As a 25-year-old, sometimes there's a mindset of, oh, I'm so young or I don't have the experience. But amiga, I want you to know that your age, it's not an impediment or a block for you to want to have more money. So make that a goal and a priority. The other thing is, are you investing through your employer sponsor programs right now to take advantage of the tax benefits? And if they don't offer, that's okay. I would love for you to open a Roth IRA, which is stand for an individual retirement account. You don't need an employer. You can do it directly through Fidelity. And the maximum contribution that you can put into this account is $7,000. So if I was coaching you directly, I will get clear on your monthly expenses. I will get very clear on your saving goals. I will get very clear on your earning goals. And then based on that, I will create a plan so you can max at least the Roth IRA this year. And then as you get more comfortable with investing, then you can add more accounts, because a Roth IRA is an investment account that will allow your money to grow tax-free And in the future, any withdrawals that you get from this account will also be tax-free. So this is one of the accounts that most people love to leverage. I love leveraging this account, and I want you to have that account. And same thing for your sister. She can also have a Roth IRA if she is already earning income. And talk to her about, hey, just because you're young doesn't mean that we shouldn't ask for a raise, or that doesn't mean that we have to be loyal to the company that we are working for. Because in our cultura, that's also very traditional, where we continually stay with companies for years, right? We're like, oh my God. Hopefully they notice my hard work. And at the end of the day is you have to be loyal to yourself and to your ambitions and, of course, financial goals. The next question was, is there a blog where you talk about the three LLCs? So I'm pretty sure I shared this before, but as of 2024, I have three LLCs. My business, Sayola Wealth, we also have a family business, and then we also have a real estate business. And so I don't think I have a blog on that the way I opened that the LLC. But this is best practices for millionaires. They have an LLC. Even if you have a 9-to-5 right now, like, I would recommend that you start looking for ways to monetize the gifts and the expertise that you already have. Even if you've only been in your job for a year, you already have so much expertise. And even though for you, it might feel like, oh, this is so easy. Believe me, amiga, there's people outside that have no idea how to run, even apply for the position that you have. So just think about, how can I monetize the skills that I already have? And of course, I also want you and your sister to be aware that as first-gen Latinas, the more money we earn, the more mindset work we have to do, because no one in our family has done this. No one in our family has had the capacity to say, hey, I'm going to earn so much money, right? A lot of us just barely have a 401k and we already feel guilty because our parents didn't have that. Let me go ahead and go on a break and I will come back. If this podcast resonates with you and you are ready to embrace becoming financially free and build generational wealth, I would like to invite you to apply to work with me privately. It is the most intimate way to connect with me, and you will be fully supported to achieve your financial goals once and for all. Here's what past clients have said about working with me. One of my clients said, "I feel confident in ways I can invest my money. You have helped me connect the dots on how investing truly works. It is simple, fun, and less scary than I thought." Another client said, "I have so much clarity on the mindset blockers that were holding me back from increasing my wealth." And many of my clients have said that investing in financial coaching has been one of the best investments they ever made. If you are ready to see these mujeres and their beautiful faces, go ahead and head over to my Instagram account so you can hear it directly from them. And make sure that you click on the highlights under results. And if you feel inspired, go ahead and schedule a call today using the link in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. Okay, and you are back. So I also want to thank you for making the time to ask these questions, right? A lot of times in our cultura, we feel embarrassed for asking questions related to money. But again, money is going to be part of the everyday conversation. And also, I know that the two of you are young, at least way younger than me. And the other thing that I would just like to add to this podcast is, if you are in a relationship, or if you're thinking about starting a relationship, make sure that you're having those money conversations with your boyfriend right now. Even if it's, oh my God, Lucy, pero no estoy lista para casarme, like, I'm not ready to marry. Start having these conversations with the partners that you have, because that will make you feel more comfortable with the conversations you're going to have in the future. Reflecting back, I don't think I've ever really spoke about money with any of the partners that I had before my husband. And a lot of decisions were made for me. So I don't want that to happen to you. And now the relationship that I have with my husband, we're very open about money. We're very open about how we want to invest. We're very open about our values, which is another thing to think about. As you and your sister navigate this capitalist society, is get clear on the values. What do you value? If you value luxury, great. Compra lo que quieras, but always investing first because investing is going to help you so much. Again, get clear on those conversations with, even if you don't have a partner right now, having those conversations with your friends, having those boundaries when maybe friends are inviting you last minute to do things. And if that's not one of your goals, make sure that you say, hey, I appreciate you inviting me to X, Y, and Z, but that's not part of like my plan for the month. I know when I was younger, I used to people please a lot and I was always overspending on my friends because I didn't feel that I could openly talk to them. And of course, times have changed. The younger generation is amazing. And so just make sure that you are clear on those values. And then lastly, what I want to say is make sure that you are leveraging credit cards to serve you. What that means is make sure that you're not seeing credit cards as cash, but rather as a tool that you can leverage to maybe earn points, go on vacation, and then you want to use them only if you have the money to pay them back as fast as you can, okay? I don't want you to run away from credit cards, but I do want you to be mindful on how you're spending your dinero. And please make it a goal to also want to retire early. You have so much more privilege than your parents had, and don't walk away from it. Embody it and say, you know what? My parents are still working, or maybe my parents retire at traditional age. I'm going to retire when I'm 40, when I'm 50. You get to decide. So I hope this podcast serves you. And if you found value, go ahead and share it with an amiga. And also don't forget that we have so many free resources on the websites. sayholawell.com. And I'm always here for you. If you feel like, oh my God, I should have asked her two other more questions, go ahead and just email me back and I will be more than happy to help you. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast and let's go ahead and build wealth juntas. What if I told you there is a way to get paid for the skills, knowledge, and the expertise you already have? Introducing Jefas and Wealth, a private offer for the beginner and aspiring coach who wants to build a business where they can make money while pursuing financial freedom and, of course, create more impact in our community. There are a million ways to make a million, and you might be sitting on the best idea that you can monetize. If you are ready to learn more, make sure you check the link in the show notes. On the Say Hola Well podcast and associated entities, all information provided is for general information purposes and it does not constitute legal, accounting, tax, or other legal advice. Listeners should not act upon the content information without seeking appropriate advice from an accountant, financial planner, lawyer, or other professionals. We assume no responsibility for the information contained on this podcast and associated entities and disclaim all liabilities with respect to such information, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracy, omissions, misleading, or defamatory statement. Usage of this podcast and associated content constitute an explicit understanding of acceptance of the terms of this disclaimer.